The rest of the story. It used to be that members of Denver's Cherry Hills Country Club were especially proud of their golf course's 16th hole. It's a 400-yard par 4 that players called sneaky tough. In other words, you're standing there on the tee, you're looking down the fairway, reading the yardage off your scorecard, and you just can't believe that there's as much adversity waiting out there for you as your golfing buddies have tried to insist. Well, there is. You hit it to the left, and a wall of trees blocks out the green. You hit it to the right, and you're at least in deep rough, or maybe in more trees. Or maybe you're in the creek that sneaks its way along the right side. You hit it straight but too short, and you're making a long approach to a tiny target. Whatever you do, don't hit it too long, because that puts you in the same creek that cuts across the fairway 120 yards in front of the green. But let's say you hit a good tee shot. Not too long, not too short, not too left, not too right. Your second shot will probably be played from a downhill lie facing a green well guarded by yawning bunkers. Now, Ray Ainsley of Ojai, California, had always wanted to play the Cherry Hills course, and his buddies had told him about that sneaky long 16th hole. So when Ray, visiting Denver one week, finally got the opportunity to play Cherry Hills, he recalled what he'd heard about 16. He resolved to play it safe, to keep the ball out in the open, take a 5 on the hole maybe, but walk away quietly. Well, Ray had a pretty good round going when he strode up to the 16th tee. He addressed the ball and fired, but he closed the club face on the way through, just a smidgen, hooking the shot into the left rough and behind those famous trees. With the acceptability of bogey calmly planted in his mind, Ray made his second shot. Should he hook again, the result would be all the better. But Ray did not hook again. He hit it dead straight and into the steep downhill bank of the creek. All Ray had to do now was to hit the ball safely onto the fairway. The distance didn't matter anymore, but instead, his third shot went directly back into the brook, which prompted him to remove his shoes and his socks and wade out to the ball for the sake of avoiding a penalty stroke. Several strokes later, Ray and his ball were still in the creek, advancing toward the flag only ever so slowly. With Ray's playing partners now in hysterics, his ball found dry land on stroke number 13, but it took 3 more horrendous shots to put it in the bunker and 3 more to get it down. That made 19 strokes on that one hole. Predictably, Ray was frustrated, and he was furious with himself. But he had accomplished 2 things that afternoon. For one, he became the patron saint of hackers everywhere. All of us lovers of the game, who, if our own talent were as great as our love, could beat anybody, and poor Ray Ainsley achieved another dubious distinction that dreadful day. He set a record, and I mean a record that still stands, for Ray was playing the Cherry Hills course in the first place as a participant in an annual golfing event in which no golfer had ever, nor has since, posted a triple, 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 triple bogey on a single hole. So the next time you come home with cockleburrs in your socks and sand in your shoes, you'll not feel so alone as you once did, as you recall an infamous episode from the 1938 U.S. Open Tournament and a pro golfer named Ray Ainsley who tried to play it safe. Because now you know the rest of the story.